And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, welcome to Free Fire Radio, KCNR Free Fire Radio on 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we are down at the Pancake Breakfast, and we're surrounded by about 8,000 right now of our closest friends.
Okay, if you've been thinking about it, I think it's time that you really get in your car. Second thought, you might want to think about parking your car a few, two or three blocks away, but come on down because you're going to see the community at its best. And this morning we're going to have several guests that are pillars of the community that are doing so many things to help, just on so many levels. And we're just so happy to be here, aren't we, Carl?
That's right. And we're going to be here from 7 to 9 this morning. Come on down, have a cup of coffee, have some pancakes with us. We want to see 11,000 people down here today. And we've got with us the head of the Asphalt Cowboy group that's putting on the Pancake Breakfast. Gordon Bott.
Morning, Carl. How are you, Linda? Hey,
so tell us how easy this is to put on, Gordon.
I'll tell you what. The Asphalt Cowboys have been putting this on for 57 years. We expect to break 11,000 this year. The weather's wonderful. We're really good at getting people through the line. So don't let anybody fool you. It's wonderful down here, and you'll get right through.
I tell you, people are coming up from start to finish. I think it takes them like 5 minutes to get in line, get their food, and get out.
Well, like I say, we've been doing it for a few years. We've done it a time or two.
So about how many people do you think are here right now so that you can give a visual to our listeners?
Well, we have seating for just over 800 people. I'm pretty sure that's a pretty real close number. So as it moves through here, I'll bet you, just looking around, we probably do have 6,000 or 8,000.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, you know, not only that, but how many pounds of batter? Is that the right word to use? Because I see a big mixing machine over there.
When we put this together, we buy about 130 25-pound boxes. We figure about a quarter pound a person.
Quarter pound a person. And I understand it looks like somebody's putting beer in the batter.
Well, we do have a secret ingredient. I can't release that information.
It's not much of a secret. You've got two of the Asphalt Cowboys laying on their back down there over there.
That special
they're
orange
going,
juice.
They're going more. They're going less batter.
It is a difficult job, but somebody has to step up for the community and do it.
Hey, Gordon, where else can you go where you see the sheriff? The sheriff, the mayor, all the people that are running for office. This is a great chance to kind of see them on a social level. You get, Jim Nielsen is here, and Connie Ragnell, and we're going to have people on all morning that are just going to come by and say hi, and we encourage you to come on down and share in this moment with us.
There is not a single other place on earth you can get these kind of people together. This is a wonderful community, and we're all behind it.
And they're all talking to each other, too, and that's what we really like. Now, what time do you all start on this?
Well, I got here at about 2:40 this morning, and that means that people were already here starting our coffee pots and firing up the stoves and warming everything up. So I got here about 40 minutes after some of them, and then we filtered in until about 3:30.
Well, we saw it last night when we came in to put up our tent that all the chairs were out, all the tables were out, and everybody was just ready to walk in and start cooking.
It's an amazing feat.
It is. And then tonight, rodeo night, and then tomorrow the big parade.
You bet.
That's a lot of stuff going on.
That's the whole idea. We want to see everybody come down to the rodeo. We want to sell that out just like we do our pancake breakfast. Our parade, by the way, which is the last free, no-entry parade. So we have almost 200 entries in it, and we'll have a good time.
Well, we're going to be out there announcing tomorrow, and we're going to have a great time, too. You know, I don't know what spot we're going to be at, but we want everybody to come out and join us. And we want everybody to come down and join us this morning right down here in Roaring Gulch on the corner of Sacramento and
Market Street.
We're here. Stop by, say hello, have a cup of coffee with us.
We're right in front of Vintner's, right across from the Market Street.
Can't miss it.
Vintage. We're right across. Well,
I just said that because, you know, people would come down and call us liars.
I didn't get very much sleep, but yeah, come on down and say hello. And Gordon, you and the guys, amazing.
Thank you.
You know what? We can't say enough of what you do for our community, the Asphalt Cowboys.
Well, we don't take ourselves quite that serious.
Well, you know, you don't, but you have a good time at it. But what you produce at the end of it is money, time, effort spent in our community, and we appreciate it in our community.
For the love of our town, I'll tell you what.
And I tell you, it's an easy town to love. Gordon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Well, I've got big news this week from Taylor Motors on two fronts. First, as announced by Ed Whitaker, the CEO of General Motors, GM has paid back their government loan with interest 5 years ahead of schedule. Now, I know a lot of folks, frankly, including the Taylor family themselves, didn't agree with Uncle Sam loaning GM money. But now, GM is going strong, putting people back to work, designing and building the world's best cars and trucks. And if you have any question about that, I challenge you to take one for a drive at Taylor Motors. You'll be in awe of the style, performance, and quality of the new Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMC trucks. Now, my other big news, Senior Idol is back. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to sponsor the second annual Senior Idol. Seniors 55 and above performing at a show that'll amaze and entertain you. It's going to sell out, so get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office. Senior Idol is brought to you by the Vistas, Redding's premier assisted living community, and Taylor Motors, the most respected name in Northern California.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
State government's a mess, and we're going to need real conservatives like Rick Keen to clean it up. Hi, this is Congressman Tom McClintock. I've watched Rick Keen for many years in the State Assembly as he fought to hold back the reckless taxing, borrowing, regulating, and spending that have crushed California's economy. In the Assembly, Rick was always the guy who'd stand up and speak out. That's why Republicans trusted him with leadership on the budget. He fought to tie the politicians' hands by authoring a measure to strictly cap state spending. He saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by fighting fraud and corruption. And he fought to secure the border and stop wasting billions on illegal immigration. That's leadership that earned Rick Keen a 100% perfect rating from the California Taxpayers Association.
As lead Republican negotiator, Rick fought to clean up the budget mess created by Gray Davis and paid down billions of dollars in state debt. Rick Keen for State Senate. Tom McClintock's choice to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Rick Keen for Senate, 2010.
Gotten colder, perhaps I've grown a little cynical. But I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be for. Yeah, I will drink it and always be for.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bob. We're right down here in Roaring Gulch on the corner of Market in Sacramento with, probably, I think, 3,000 of our closest friends, huh?
Well, I think there's more than 3,000. We are on the corner in front of Vintage across from Market Street Steakhouse. Come by and see us. We have so many friends that are coming by to visit it. We have Miss Rodeo. Doug LaMalfa's over there. We have Rob Brewer's Veteran of the Year. Tom Vasenko, our sheriff.
Sheriff Tom.
But who's in the hot seat right now? Who's in the cowboy? Yahoo!
It's Patrick Jones, Mayor Jones.
Good morning,
the leader,
Carl,
of amphibious operations at the Sundial Bridge.
Well, it's I tell you, it's a great day. All these people down here, the Asphalt Cowboys, Reading Rodeo Association, does a great job. This is, I think, the who's who of Reading is down here today. And this is really part of what Reading is all about. I love these type of events, and the pancakes are pretty good, too.
Well, they are. And, you know, I tell you what, you see everybody that's running for office is over here flipping pancakes. So make sure that when you go up to one of them, if you've got their opponents, pin on when you see them. It's just like your food.
And not just anybody who's, not everybody who's running for office, just people who have been so important in our community in the sense that they've been involved with fundraising events. They've been involved with so many... What do you want to call it? The things that help our community be strong.
It's things that are making our community.
Yes.
Well, I mean, this is everybody here. I just saw my UPS driver. I see a plumber friend of mine. I see the guys from Mount Shasta Spring Water. I see just everybody that is in Redding has come down to the pancake breakfast this morning. And, you know, it's such a tradition for Rodeo Week on Friday that we have the pancake breakfast. And you know, besides having good food, you get to see all the friends that you might not have seen throughout the course of the year. It's a great event.
So what do you think it means to Redding, the pancake breakfast?
Well, I think it's just, traditional, and this is what Redding's about. You know, this is not about glass and steel. This is about people, and that's what Redding is about. And the people that are here today are a good cross-section of our community, our town, Northern California, Redding. And, you know, this is what it's about. It's good food and good people today here in Redding on a great, great afternoon. Good morning.
It is. And, you know, this rodeo week, is this special or what?
Well, I tell you, this is, you know, that's what Redding's about. That's, you know, we don't have to hide from our history and our past. That's what we are. And, you know, there's still cowboys out there, you know, and there's still those types of things. But it's the people that count. It's what this week is all about. And this is, you know, while the rodeo week is still going on, it's kind of finishing up. We're getting late in the week. And this is a kind of event that I'd like to see more of. I don't know of a single event in town where you're going to see this number of people come to an event in town. I can't think of something.
And they're happy, and they're bringing their kids, and it's all kinds. I mean, it is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's here. Every type of person that you could imagine is here today.
You said something that I thought was really... I don't know, it's going to stay with me, and that was glass and steel. This is not just glass and steel. Is that what you said?
That's right. That's right.
It's not just glass and steel. This is Redding. There's a heart, and like you said, it's your plumber. It's your it's the people that help your life just maintain your life, you know, and everybody, our good friends, come on down, because this is a place that makes you want to smile. I'll tell you what, if you're down and out or you're feeling kind of blue, come down to.
And this is the place if you want to be on the radio, come on down. This is community radio, my friends.
It is, but you know, and I'm not a cowboy. You know, I've got a cowboy hat. I wear cowboy boots all the time, but I'm no cowboy. But this is still something that anyone can come down to. And I see a lot of kids here today, and a lot of young people, you know, and they're not cowboys either, and they're not cowgirls.
Yeah.
But this type of event brings all types of people down. Everybody loves the food, and they love the people, and that's what this event's about.
It is. It's a community event. Okay. Well, you know, Patrick Jones, our mayor, thank you so much for stopping by here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Carl, Linda. Keep up the good work.
All right.
Keep shooting as well as you do. Keep the team in floating
thanks
there.
Thanks for the good work. Always, Patrick.
You bet. Thank you.
Hey, next on our line here is Sheriff Tom Basinko. And you know what? There I am in the line, and there's Sheriff Tom Basinko serving up what?
And conservative pancakes with a very liberal serving of them, guaranteed to arrest your hunger.
You're killing me! I love it!
So how do you think it's going today there, Tom?
It is going great. It is about 7:20. And there is a great crowd out here. I was just talking to another person, and I think we might even have a record-setting year. Last year was over 11,000 people, and the way it's packed in here right now, we just might have a new record.
Well, that's great. I know you're always involved in community events, so it's not unusual seeing you here.
No, I was down at the rodeo last night. I'm in the Redding Rodeo Association. Great turnout for family night as well. And then down here at about 4:30 this morning, and then back down at the rodeo tonight, and in the rodeo parade on Saturday. And I hope everybody comes out, because the Asphalt Cowboys and the Redding Rodeo Association put on a great rodeo parade.
Well, we're going to be announcing that day.
Oh, great.
Tomorrow.
Well, I'll see you down there then.
So you're going to be in the parade, too.
I'll be in the parade with our sheriff's mounted posse, part of our search and rescue group, riding on a horse.
Not a horse.
A flesh horse, not an iron hard horse.
Well... We like both. Now, on a more serious note, can we talk about yesterday? talk about what happened yesterday and how impressed I was. I got home and a friend of mine that works close to the courthouse talked about, is it called an APB? When you put out an APB, there's somebody armed and dangerous.
We either put it on an APB or we also call them BOLOs, be on the lookout.
Okay, so I listened to our messages, and there were three messages from the Sheriff's Department. Is it from the Sheriff?
It comes from our ShASCOM, which is our multi-agency dispatch center for Reading Police Department, Fire, and Sheriff's Office, and Medical.
Well, I was really impressed. That has never happened. I've never had that
happen
in my life.
They put an alert out for somebody in the neighborhood.
And was that around Benton? Benton Airport?
Well, yeah, okay, we're south of that.
We're by the jail.
We're down
right
by the jail.
They put that out. That was from Reading Police Department, from our dispatch center.
Right.
And they've used what we got a piece of technology a few years ago called a dialogic communicator, which is basically reverse 911.
Okay. And so they came out to us and said, be on the lookout for this. And then a few minutes later, canceled it.
No, there were several messages that I listened to, and then while I was there, there was a phone call that said that they canceled it, but if there was a description and you heard the helicopters, but what I thought was so impressive was the aggressiveness of Be on the Lookout. They gave a description, the full nine yards, so you knew, okay,
we're warned now.
We have been alerted.
You've been alerted, you're warned, but then also, the public is our eyes and our ears, so then if you see something, you can call 911 in that particular case, and law enforcement can respond. We've used that reverse 911 a lot for the wildland fires, for evacuations. We've had them for armed subjects, just like you did yesterday. And it's a way of to alert the public quickly and in masses to help them.
Yeah. Well, this is brilliant. I just I commend you all for bringing that to Reading.
So, big event for Reading. You're involved all the time with Reading events, and Tom, we're just really proud of that.
Well, thanks. Yesterday also, I'd like to thank the public that came out for our Peace Officers Memorial last week, whole last week was Peace Officers Memorial Week, and then yesterday on the courthouse step, we recognized the 12 fallen officers throughout Shasta County for all the agencies.
Yep. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah. It was great. CHP, Reading PD.
Never forget.
Never forget. And this month, May 25th, marks the 60th anniversary of the murder of our Undersheriff Earl Scholes and Dan Hereford back in 1958.
Wow.
Thank you for your service. We've got to
go to a hard break here. Thank you so much for your service, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, and what you do for the community.
All right.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR. 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
I'm Leslie Morgan, and as I promised you in my 2006 campaign, I have initiated the proactive review of value reductions in Shasta County, resulting in a savings of more than $16.5 million tax dollars. I have reduced the budgets of both departments by making effective changes in staffing and expenses. I will continue to fulfill my duties of assessor recorder with dignity and respect, and I am asking for your continued support with your vote in June.
I'm Emily Reedy, and I've been in the title and escrow business in Shasta County for over 50 years. Leslie Morgan stands out significantly as assessor recorder in her experience, qualifications, and integrity. She is a proven leader who has stood behind her promise to ensure the lowest possible, most accurate assessments, and she will continue to run the office in the same efficient and courteous way she has for the past 4 years. On June 8th, please cast your vote for Leslie Morgan, Shasta County Assessor Recorder.
For more information, go to reelectlesliemorgan.com. I'm Leslie Morgan, and I approve this ad.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2010 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 26th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve Shasta County seniors, and the first 50 seniors receive a $10 gas card. Don't miss this spectacular event inside Macy's on Wednesday, May 26th. Visit over 40 booths from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Along with breakfast and lunch, enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for a Macy's shopping spree at 1 p.m. It's all happening Wednesday, May 26th from 8 to 1. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Consultant, Oakdale Heights, Reverse Done Right, Golden Umbrella, Mountain Caregiver Resource Center, and A Brand New Day Assisted Living. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Scott Schumacher of State Farm, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, MD Imaging, Simpson College, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. Special thanks to Hometown Buffet, Manhattan Bagels, KCNR 1460 AM, and AM 1230 KLXR.
The state legislature is broken. overrun by lawyers and career politicians with their own agendas. Agendas that don't include looking out for us. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders who share our values. Leaders who won't compromise on the important things. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who will force the legislature and the bureaucrats to justify every dollar they spend. We can send a message to Sacramento by sending the right person to the Senate, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One last thing. Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the only candidate for state senate to earn that honor. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, conservative and one of us.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Okay, it was a good morning, Redding.
Oh, good morning, Redding. It was the kids and their parents sitting there having wonderful pancakes and the tables. I can't believe the Asphalt Cowboys. We got here last night at 8 o'clock to set up our booth, and all the tables, everything was ready. These guys are so organized, and that's why it's such a fabulous function. Come on down. You know that you're going to get through the line quickly, and you're going to see so many wonderful friends. So we have such a great community here, and that's what Carl and I love about living in Redding. And by the weather today, is fabulous.
It's sunny. It's going to be warm today, and that's about as much weather you're going to get from us, but it is being brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
Yeah, I mean, the weather rock is smiling today.
That's right. Our guest for this quick segment is Chris Young, who's running for the District 5 Supervisor. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Shasta County.
All
get
right.
Your pancakes.
Right. So how is your election process going?
The election process is going great. Out there meeting people, having pancake breakfast this morning, selling tri-tip sandwiches in front of Walmart and Anderson at noon today. Come out and see the candidates in Millville or in Palisade at the Millville Grange tonight.
All right.
Busy.
I should be calling it a campaign. Is it truly a campaign?
It is a campaign. It's a race.
So what do you think the pancake breakfast means to Redding and surrounding areas?
This is the social event of the year. This is where everybody goes. You may only, some of these people only go to one event all year long, and this is it. You just do not miss the pancake breakfast in Shasta County.
Well, you know, the people you see, you know, walking by here now, they're lined up. They can push people through fast to get those pancakes, and they can seat 800, and so people are always cycling through here. The people that put this on, you know, in the community, I don't think they get anything out of this except the ability to help the community. Is that true, Chris?
The satisfaction of putting on the biggest pancake breakfast on the planet and saying that you participated, the funds that they raised in support of the rodeo and the issues and things that the money goes to in the end. They get a lot of satisfaction out of that. But no, there's no monetary reward. They're out here at midnight, I think, setting up.
I think, you know, everybody's having a great time here, too. I don't see anybody that looks unhappy, and I've been looking around.
There's some kids that look like they could learn to drink coffee, maybe. But
their first time on coffee. We'll watch them go flying by here in a minute.
Well, again, Chris, where should one show up tonight for your campaign?
The Millville Grange, which is at Deschutes and Old 44 in Palisadro, 6:30.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And that's a candidate event for all the candidates for Shasta County offices, not just District 5.
Okay, so we've been talking to Chris Young, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. Good luck.
Thanks.
In the campaign.
Okay, well, stay with us, because coming up we've got Doug LaMalfa and Rick Keene.
We got Rob Burrows.
Yeah.
We've got
Go
veteran
Doug
of the year.
You name it, I think they're going to be cycling through here. So, the whole day, if you have not been down to a pancake breakfast, you are missing your chance. Come on down. You're going to see everybody you know and meet a bunch of nice people.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. More signs of steady but slow improvement in the economy. Retail sales in April rose 0.4%. Economists think people are spending more because more people have jobs and are more confident that they won't be laid off. Among the stores benefiting from that higher spending, JCPenney, who says quarterly income more than doubled. America's factories are keeping busy. Industrial output in April was up 0.8%. The price of oil is heading downward, a little unusual as we head toward Memorial Day. Crude fell to nearly $73 a barrel. If you like ketchup on your fries, you may be seeing red. According to the New York Post, Heinz is changing its ketchup recipe to lower the salt content. Heinz swears the new ketchup will taste exactly the same. Anyone remember the new Coke fiasco? With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
I will not.
Well, I've got big news this week from Taylor Motors on two fronts. First, as announced by Ed Whitaker, the CEO of General Motors, GM has paid back their government loan with interest 5 years ahead of schedule. Now, I know a lot of folks, frankly, including the Taylor family themselves, didn't agree with Uncle Sam loaning GM money. But now, GM is going strong, putting people back to work, designing and building the world's best cars and trucks. And if you have any question about that, I challenge you to take one for a drive at Taylor Motors. You'll be in awe of the style, performance, and quality of the new Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMC trucks. Now, my other big news, Senior Idol is back. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to sponsor the second annual Senior Idol. Seniors 55 and above performing at a show that'll amaze and entertain you. It's going to sell out, so get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office. Senior Idol is brought to you by the Vistas, Redding's premier assisted living community, and Taylor Motors, the most respected name in Northern California.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant, fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone, they'll say, for an hour, for a day of pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the power of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairgrounds, and you'll keep coming back.
This Saturday, join us at the horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson for the 135th running of the Preakness Stakes, direct from Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore, as the Kentucky-bred Bay Super Saver makes a bid to win the second leg of the prestigious Triple Crown. Watch and wager in comfort as the race is broadcast live. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. with horse racing action throughout the day. Food, beverages, and the chance to place a friendly wager or two await you this Saturday with a live broadcast of the Preakness at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, we're down here in Roaring Gulch on the corner of Market and Sacramento with, it looks like now, 5,000 of our closest friends, and it's getting bigger. Right down here at the Asphalt Cowboys, pancake breakfast, you can't beat it.
And you were just listening to, there's a song that was playing, you guys didn't hear it, but it's called Take It to the Limit by the Eagles, which leads us into our next guest, the one, the only, Assemblyman Jim Nelson. Good morning.
Well, we take it to the limit once in a while.
I like it.
Good Reading morning.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the pancake breakfast?
I'll tell you what, really a lot of enthusiasm. The Asphalt Cowboys do a great job. It's a wonderful celebration of the whole community, people getting together, good breakfast. It's mostly good fellowship and getting the whole community stirred up.
You know, one of the things that Patrick Jones, the mayor, said today, you know, it's a lot more than just stealing glass.
It sure the heck is. You betcha. It's getting people together, making them feel a part of their community. You know, and you here doing it and getting it out to the radio audience who cannot be here. They know what's going on, too. Maybe they'll come next year.
Well, you know, if we can just get them out of the beds and come on down, it's still early. It's only like about 7:35. We've got another 2.5 hours of pancakes here, and they make, I think it's 125 25-pound bags of it. They've got a mixer going over there that's running full-time, and you can get through the lines pretty quick. So, Jim, what do you when you come out and you see people like this, you know, in an event like this, what's this do for you? Do you take it back to Sacramento?
Carl, this is the real world. Sacramento is not. And being out here keeps you in touch with what you're doing it for. You're representing these good people. To me, it's the most important part and the most enjoyable part of the job, mingling. Too many folks get into Sacramento and they think that the sun rises and sets on that Capitol Dome and that's the whole world. They don't understand it's about what goes on there, how it affects human beings, people, like here. That's why it's important to be out and be with the folks instead of just in Sacramento all the time.
Well, you know, we get, you know, of course a lot of people, you know, write to us and talk, and, you know, one of the things they talked about was the lumber industry just got hammered again with the, I think it's two years for the spotted owl. Now you have to be looking at them. I don't know if you saw this or not. This just kind of came onto our radar scope. But, you know, now it's instead of waiting 1 year for a spotted owl spot sign, they've got to wait 2 years. And in between, pay taxes on everything.
Well, there's some hope. You know, what I'm in part up here came up yesterday. In fact, after legislative session, we got a bunch of legislators from as far south as San Diego. There were two San Diego legislators, a San Francisco legislator, and several others who came up here yesterday and are spending today and tomorrow in the woods. We toured Roseburg Lumber late yesterday afternoon in Weed and had a dinner last night, talked about a lot of these timber and environmental issues. And some of these members who represent urban areas seem to be very sensitive to our concerns. And they saw the real jobs that aren't there. As we toured Roseburg, I said, you know, we'd usually be running two or three lines here. And now we've got one. And here's why. So I think that there's some hope.
Well, you know, the only way we're going to change this is to change the Flatlanders' minds. And well, you're right. You've got to take them up here. That's, you know, it's a good strategy. I hope it works.
Well, it did the last year on the water deal. That a lot of urban legislators realized that the jobs that were being lost because farmers were not being able to farm were upwardly mobile farm workers, ones who were maybe irrigators today, be tractor drivers and shop foremen tomorrow. And that could then afford to put their kids through college. That it's not okay to have those farm workers out of jobs and have those farmers not being able to plant.
Well, I tell you what, it's a tough job. It's an uphill battle when you're in the minority, you might say.
So you just fight smarter and harder. You know it in the military, when you're outnumbered, you just got to be smarter than the other guy.
I have you calling for a lot of supporting arms, and maybe this election this year will have that.
I'm sure hoping so.
Well, we really appreciate you being here, Jim, and everything you do for us.
All right. Carl, Linda, happy, happy Reading morning.
Thank you very much.
Assemblyman, we just want to say thank you because we see you at so many functions. You are very accessible. People can come up and talk to you about their concerns, and we just want to thank you for always being available. And I think that's part of really being a public servant. I mean, it's a major part of being a public servant. And thank you for doing such a fine job for us.
Well, Linda, when I first ran for the Senate 30 years ago, I said I make only two promises. Nobody will work harder, and I'll listen. And I try to keep the faith of that. Great to be with you all today.
Well, thank you so much today. Okay, you know, we're here, we're just watching. I mean, the people are just still thronging in here. They're getting ready, they're going through there. Everybody's looking real happy. You know, our next guest is going to be somebody that's well-known in the veterans community.
We love this guy.
And, you know, he's doing something.
Veteran of the Year.
He's, you know, last year, I think, was Veteran of the Year. And watching him put on a set of earphones is really, you know, that in itself is like, you know, the circus is back in town.
Thanks a lot.
Here's my good friend, Rob Burrow.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey,
you're
Rob.
Right.
You know, Rob, in case you don't know it, is the man that's behind the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. And he is moving forward with this. Tell us where you're at right now, Rob.
Well, right now, we're still working with the city for the exact location at the Reading Airport. We're going to have our footprint for the museum to go.
Now all it takes is a boat, right?
Well, yes.
All it takes is a boat, my friends. And that's going to happen on in a couple of weeks, from what I understand, from Mayor Jones.
Hopefully at the next city council meeting, we'll be able to get that taken care of.
Whenever that's going to be, trust us, we're going to let you know, and we'd like the veterans, we'd like the people that would support this museum to be there, just to let our city council know just how much we care.
Well, we have a great veterans community, and I think that by us being able to put this museum together, we're going to be able to honor those veterans, not just here in our local community, but throughout the entire North State.
You know, it's one of the things, too, that people need to understand. We're not talking about a bond issue that's going to cost people of Reading and the North State money.
Well, that, one of the things I want to explain is we're working with an organization out of back east, and this marketing organization has put together the World War II Memorial in the D-Day Museum.
And that's back in the D.C. We're talking about the big ones.
Virginia, yes. And the Statue of Liberty and the new Pentagon Memorial and so on and so forth. They have a fantastic track record. Of raising money for these multi-million-dollar organizations, and we're bringing them on board to be able to raise funds for us, not just locally, but across the entire United States.
But don't you have it? Speaking of the World War II Memorial, don't you have another? We're going to take a break, but we're going to come right back. I want to hear about the Honor Flight and
Absolutely.
Your involvement with the Honor Flight.
Great.
Okay, this is Carl on the Bob, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR, 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left. And the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man. There is one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, federal tax, state tax, and property taxes. Ron Largent's proven management and leadership experience with private business, not government background, makes him the perfect candidate for Shasta County Assessor Recorder. Ron's conservative belief in limited government will propel him into a proactive commitment to the property owners of Shasta County.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov.
This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're down here in Roaring Goats on the corner of Sacramento and Market Street. Come on down and join us with, 4,000 or 5,000 of our closest friends. Everybody is smiling. Everybody's getting a full belly today from those pancakes. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Linda and I are going to be there at noon. We are inviting everybody. We're having a town hall meeting on marijuana.
Yeah.
We're
going to
have not only...
This is going to be the interesting one.
Not only are the ones that are using the medicinal marijuana, but we're having the growers, we're having the sellers, and we've even got somebody from the ACLU.
Yeah.
We got. I don't know why he's there or she's there, but I've got lots of questions for them, you know.
And you will, too, and you want to come on down and probably get there about 11:30 because the meeting room holds...
Busy.
Yes, and maybe holds 65... people at the most, and so you want a seat because now you're going to really get to ask the questions that you've wanted to know and get on the inside.
Well,
of
I don't know. And
that
I,
information.
There's no truth to the rumor they're giving away free samples either. Hey, and speaking of a free sample, here's our guest, Rob Burrows.
Hey, good morning.
You know, Rob Burrows and I go back a long way, and one of the things we go back to is Fallujah, Iraq, but we didn't know each other, but we were there at the same time.
Absolutely, right in the thick of it.
That's right. We had we each counted the number of rockets that came rolling in there occasionally. So, but Rob has come back. He's been the veteran of the year for the North State. He's also putting together the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, and he started this on his own. And Rob, I can't say enough for your tenacity and your initiative on this.
Well, after we were in Iraq and coming back and seeing the sacrifices that our Marines and Navy and our Army were making over there, it's just an important process for us to be able to step forward and to honor these veterans. Also, my dad served during World War II, and this is a way for me to help honor my father and his service and those other veterans that served during World War II for us.
Well, you know, and this is... This is open to you're taking donations from everywhere on this. Plus, tell us the big ones that you've got rolling in here.
Well, once again, we're working with a marketing organization out of Virginia, back east, and this organization, they've worked with the World War II Memorial and the D-Day Museum, and the new Pentagon Memorial. They've got a fantastic, successful marketing rate. And we're working with them, and they're going to be working with us to raise funds for this program all across the United States, not just out of the Reading area.
Right. Well, but you've also got things like, when I said donations, I wasn't clear enough. I meant like rifles and Amtraks and tanks and
absolutely.
Airplanes. And, I mean, we've got, you know what? We can make the state of Jefferson out of the stuff you're bringing in here.
Well, yeah, to an extent, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. You're staring a little red there. You know what? We have our own tanks.
Okay, let's talk about the Honor Flight.
Yes, the Northern California Honor Flight. We're going to be the Northern California Honor Flight is a program where we take World War II veterans back to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. In 2009, we took 100 World War II veterans back to see the memorial. No cost, no charge to the veteran themselves through this program. It's all paid for and funded by donations and grants from different organizations helping to sponsor. June 25th, this next month, we're taking 30 more World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. again, and they're all from the North State. These are our North State veterans that we're taking back to the World War II Memorial, and so it's just a fantastic opportunity. This is one of the final chapters in their lives, and this is an opportunity for them to not just see it, but it's also an opportunity to help them in this healing process at the very end of their lives.
We were very fortunate to make a trip to Washington, D.C. Regarding a veteran function, and we saw the World War II monument. We got to experience the Vietnam Wall and what it was to be back there. And I can only say that in one's life, they really must make the trek back to Washington, D.C. What you guys are doing is so noble for these veterans to be able to go back and see these monuments that have been erected in memory of.
Well, we have almost 1,200 veterans on the list right now. And so we're only taking or able to take 30 to 40 at a time.
Yeah.
So you can see it's a monumental task just for Honor Flight in Northern California to just be able to step forward and be able to get these veterans back there.
Great. Well, Rob, again, we want to thank you for everything that you do. And
and everything that you've done for our community.
Well,
and continue
it's our privilege. You know, one of the biggest things, Carl, is we served overseas. We did what we needed to do in Iraq, and so it's our turn to come home and serve right here in our community, not just for our veterans, but for our community itself. This is for the betterment of our community and for our kids.
And, you know, it's like the pancake breakfast that's going on right now. You know, people are down here, people are supporting the community, and it all goes back in the community.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yep.
Rob Burrows, Senior Chief, thank you for your service, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Semper Fi can do.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
And coming up, we've got Doug LaMalfa. We got to take a break here, but, you know, we're looking forward to all these wonderful friends coming on. And this is KCNR, Free Fire Radio, 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Redding Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Benito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Waterworks Park.
Last call.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season pass to Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event price when you purchase your annual early bird season pass right now for only $44.95.
A full summer of Waterworks Park fun in the sun, all for one low price.
But hurry, this early bird sale ends this Sunday, May 16th.
Get wet, get away.
Order by phone.
Order online at waterworkspark.com.
Or slide by the park to order in person.
Hurry, early bird season pass sale ends this Sunday.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in
Reading. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right down here in Roaring Gulch on Market and Sacramento Street. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we're surrounded by a few thousand of our best friends. Everybody's having pancakes, coffee, orange juice, sausage, and we have just had a number of our friends and representatives and just good people stop by. And our latest one is Doug LaMalfa.
Good morning. How are you?
What do you think about this?
This has been a rocking place every year for several years I've been around it. I know it's been a lot more years than that, but I'll be out there flipping them a little while myself with the crew of people. It's amazing. I had to park farther away this year than any other year so far.
Well, we want 11,000 here this year, and you know, this is for the something the Asphalt Cowboys and Reading Rodeo Association and everybody's put together, and I tell you, it's for our community.
and this is one of the tightest knit communities you would ever find. And I'm not just saying that; I mean that because there is always something going on around Redding and the Shasta County area, and it's always something with people pulling together to help a cause or just, you know, be social and make the community that more tight-knit. So it's been fun to just be part of all this, and I have a ball at it.
Well, Doug, can we say that this is the first time we've done a remote? We always do our Free Fire Saturday at Tobacco and Brew, and we know that you have done our forum there, but this is the first time we've actually been out on a remote outside of Tobacco and Brew, and we just feel like these kids that I don't know about you, but I'm feeling giddy.
Oh, we're having a good time with it because, you know, for
and
one thing, it's a community project.
Yeah,
your
studio is only about 3 blocks, so it doesn't take that much wire to string from here back to the studio.
No, we waxed the string. We have the tin can on this side. It's a new type of tin can. It's really made in the United States.
It's titanium.
Well, don't make it so complicated that it'll break on you. You can't get parts for the tin can.
No parts for those tin cans.
So you said 25 days left.
Yeah, 600 hours till this June 8 election is upon us. So.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by today and supporting our community as you always do, Doug.
That's an important part of it, of this whole deal, being a representative, is being in touch with people and being out there, because I think, you know, it's about having the trust and the relationship. And when we work together, when the people are behind something, that's when it changes. That's when the bad stuff that was going on in D.C. starts to turn around, when people are engaged. So we have that one-on-one relationship with myself and constituents, and we can win that trust, then I know we can work together and turn back the bad things Sacramento does.
Well, what is different about this race than other races for you?
Well, it's pretty intense. The Republican primary for an open seat is always a pretty intense deal. So 2002 is the last time I ran for an open seat, and 2010 is another one like that. So it's a very vast district, the Senate district. It's 12 counties from Crescent City and Del Norte up on the north coast, and Wairika at the top all the way down to Auburn down in Placer County, and all of Butte County where I live, as you know. So it's double the population. So, but what I'm really, really, really pleased with is the base we carry in from this assembly district of representatives has been really strong. I mean, we have our own polling we've done that shows it's really through the roof, and I'm very grateful for that strong support. People are already expressing their confidence and trust, and that they want me to keep doing this. So I'm very, very grateful and humbled by that.
Okay. Well, you know what? We sure appreciate you stopping by today, Doug.
I appreciate you both, because you're a voice of reason, and you've hung in there and got your place on the air, and so I'm really, really happy for you on that, being here on 1460 and having this voice here in Northern California.
We don't take no as an answer very well.
No, I know, and that's good, because I don't take no either, so we need to hang together.
There you go.
Okay, thanks so much. Right on my bumper. You want one of my bumper stickers, too?
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, we'll see you. Thank you.
You bet. You know, we've got a couple minutes left here, and we have Mr. MacArthur is right here, one of our council people. And we want. And I know she's in a rush, and I know Missy's in a rush, but we wanted to say hello.
Missy's always in a rush.
What's this mean to
Missy,
everybody?
Missy does good stuff in her rushes.
That's right. What's this mean to everybody, Missy?
Oh, this is just a great, great community project, and it's so fun to see all these people out here. Last night was wonderful at the family event at the rodeo. I had a great time watching all those little mutton chuckers run out there, and all the little kids, and it was just, last night was a great night. Tonight is Think Pink Night, so everybody should wear a pink shirt and have on a pink hat and use the awareness for breast cancer.
Great. You know, and that's true. We need to wear the pink. We need to show up. Tomorrow for the parade, we're going to be announcing the parade. It's going to be a great parade. And then tomorrow night's last night for the rodeo.
It is. It's a great community event. Really happy to be here.
Well, Missy, thank you so much for stopping by. You support this community. You're out there all the time. And it's just a pleasure to work with you and to see what you do for our community.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
All right, Mr. MacArthur, thank you so much. And come on down and join us here at the Pancake Breakfast. This is Carl and Linda Bodden here on Free Fire Radio. We're in front of the Vintage Restaurant right across from the Market Street Steakhouse. We're saying hi to our friends that are coming by. Come by. We have bumper stickers. Yeah, yeehaw. So we'll see you in a minute. We'll join us after these messages. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Ready.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Hour after hour, day after day, for weeks, oil's been gushing into the Gulf, yet
the majority of the oil is fairly far offshore.
And as crews try to keep the spill at sea, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen is tempering expectations about BP's new attempt to stick a tube into a hole to contain the leaks.
It's not intended to completely capture all the oil that's leaking out of there, but it should substantially reduce it if it's successful.
But how much oil is leaking? A congressman wants to know amid a new estimate that gushers way bigger than we're being told. Fox News Radio's Chris Barr. Live in Washington.
Yeah, Dave, House Democrat Ed Markey pledges to determine once and for all the volume of the spill. So far, BP stands by its estimate of 200,000 gallons a day, but Purdue engineering professor Steve Worley tells me it's likely closer to 3 million gallons a day.
I can tell you how I got my numbers and tell you that I have confidence in my numbers. I think my numbers are right.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen just said he's not sure how much is spilled.
We're attacking this as if it was a much larger spill anyway.
Saying the size of the spill is less important than stopping it and mitigating its impact. Thanks, Dave.
Chris, it's full of fuel and astronauts and ready for one last ride. The Space Shuttle Atlantis set to launch this afternoon. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live at the Kennedy Space Center.
Dave, even the weather is looking good, except for one tiny thing, says Air Force weatherman Lieutenant Colonel Patrick Barrett.
Our main concerns are going to be low cloud ceilings in the area come launch time.
If those don't stay out of the area, it could force a scrub, but the forecasters don't think it's likely, and this is Atlantis's planned last flight and the third to last planned shuttle mission, Dave.
Evan, it's another violent day in Thailand. And as troops fired anti-government protesters, they launch homemade rockets back. The army trying to clear Bangkok's streets and end a two-month political standoff. The roller coaster that has been Wall Street lately, going back down. The Dow falling another 131 points, adding to yesterday's big drop. Wednesday, it surged. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, talking about millions of things in just 60 seconds. Better talk fast, Mike.
Actually, I just want to talk about one thing. The big tire sale going on right now at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Oh, well, take your time then.
The big tire sale is a great chance to save a bunch of money on name brand tires, because Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers will beat any competitor's advertised price.
That's it?
Pretty much, yeah. Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, and more. All the big names.
Big names is just the beginning, Mike. Right now, if you buy three tires, you get the fourth one free. Buy three tires and get the fourth one free is a very big deal. You forgot to mention that.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you. Tell me, Mike, how many tires do the dealers sell every year?
Millions.
Aha, so technically you did talk about millions of things in under 60 seconds.
That's true. And technically, you still haven't read the disclaimer.
Oh, boy. Mounting, balancing, and taxes extra for three tires purchased. Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles only. Vehicle exclusions apply. See participating California Ford dealer for details through 52910.
President Obama's meeting with officials in his administration who are working on the Gulf Coast oil disaster this morning. He's expected to make a statement maybe later this hour. He's also girding for court battles over the cost of the cleanup.
Taking it to the courts will, of course, cost big money, and the White House is already asking Congress for $10 million to fund potential litigation arising from the leak. It's part of a larger bill that seeks to compensate Gulf residents for lost work and raise the limit on how much BP might have to pay. Meanwhile, rig owner Transocean has filed a request to limit its liability to just under $27 million. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
The finest of the nation's finest, honored at the White House.
While these officers may think of themselves as ordinary, as just another sheriff or trooper or patrolman doing their job, their actions were extraordinary. And for that, we owe them our undying gratitude.
President Obama recognizing top COP award winners from the National Association of Police Organizations. It's sentencing day for John Gardner, a sex offender turned killer in California.
You will be receiving consecutive life sentences.
That was the judge in a San Diego courtroom last month when John Gardner III surprised the court with a guilty plea, not only to raping and murdering 17-year-old Chelsea King this year, but to last year's murder of 14-year-old Amber Dubois. Her murder had been previously unsolved. Gardner's agreed to speak with the victim's parents. Dubois' mother visited him yesterday. In a television interview, he said he had major rage for everyone who had hurt him, so he blew up and hurt the wrong people. He said he hates himself, and if there was a way to take back what he did, he would, characterizing himself as out of control. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
That 9-year-old Dutch boy who somehow was the only survivor of a plane crash in Libya may be able to return home to Holland as soon as tomorrow. Doctors say he's progressing quite well, but he has supposedly not even been told yet that his mother and father and brother also were on the flight and died. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's KCNR 1460. We're right down here at Roaring Gulch, and guess what's happening?
Oh, the pin card.
That's
a girl. Woo-wee. We got Dry Gulch Dan and the kids.
Dry Gulch Dan, and they're beating the pan to bring people down here. We're surrounded. We're with our friends about, what would you say, Linda, about, what, 4,000 or 5,000?
I think about 4,000 or 5,000. We've been kind of in the booth here, but it's been great to have wonderful guests and friends come by and see us. And we encourage you to come on down because you don't really want to miss this event. This year, the weather is so spectacular, and I think this is unbelievable.
That's right. And the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association are really putting together a great event here, as usual. As usual, and they're giving back to the community. You know, our guest right now, one of the many that have joined us today, is Gary Tad. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. And boy, isn't it great down here in Dry Gulch. These folks, I tell you, the folks out there in the radio, this is fantastic. There's been a tremendous number of people here, and they're coming in, having breakfast, and moving on for their day. But the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo, we got to look up to these guys. They really do a job for the community, and I'm just totally impressed with, again, this year, of what's going on during Rodeo Week.
Well, you know, tonight, of course, is there, as Missy McCarthy just said, it's Wear Pink tonight for Think Pink for breast cancer awareness into the rodeo. Tomorrow morning we have a very large rodeo parade, and it's, you know, free entry is one of the last few parades here in the West. It doesn't cost anything to enter. Linda and I will be announcing.
I think they said there's almost
200 entries in this.
200, yes. Well, see, that just shows the community involvement.
Right. Oh, that's it.
Shows Reading.
Well, Gary, you are quite an activist in our community, and we want to thank you because, you know, you have called in several times. We've seen you at so many events. You're very, very involved, and you get... you take a stand on issues, and we really appreciate you having a voice in the community the way that you do.
Well, Linda, thank you. The thing with it is I just like to be involved and to look at the issues, see what's going on, and then if I think an issue is not representing the people, that's the 92,000 of us that live in Reading, I believe that somebody...
We just had a temporary power loss here. I think one of the trucks that were carrying the beer in for the pancakes just backed over our lines here, so we're trying to fix that back. So what a great day it is to have down here. Our guest has been Gary Tad, and we just what Gary was talking about was just having the people getting involved with the politics and getting involved with people. Now, if you have not been down to a pancake breakfast, you need to do that. Oh, wait a minute. I think we're back on. Are we back on? Can you hear us, Eric? Eric, are you there?
With the politics and getting
involved.
Yes,
sir, we're back on.
Now, if you have not been down to a pancake breakfast, you need to do that. Oh, wait a minute. I think we're back on. Are we back on? Can you hear us, Eric? Eric, are you there?
Well, listen, this is the beauty of being live. This is live remote right here, you know, and the truth is that you do have a power cord. And the truth is that
the beer truck backed over the power cord.
Somebody might have tripped, and who knows, but that's what happens when you have 10,000 people. Now, it sounds like a lot, but you know what? Park and walk. It's really worth
it. It's a great place.
And Gary Catt is our guest this morning.
Yes, and I was just commenting on the on a group that's being put together to Friends of the Convention Center. And this group will be all of us, actually, coming together in this group to help keep the convention center up and running. It needs couple hundred thousand dollars worth of work done to it, and then taking care of it for the future. So I think that the community ought to embrace this group, and in the idea of the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo, we need to keep those rodeo grounds open. We need to keep this going on. Reading as a city cannot lose this. Dry Gulch today, breakfast this morning, rodeo week, the rodeo last night, rodeo tonight, and rodeo Saturday. These are events that this city culture is built on, and we need to continue and make sure that this doesn't go away.
You're right. Hey, Gary, thank you so much for stopping by. You know, we need an end with your passion. I mean, everybody needs to be passionate about our city, and you've got it.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. This is Carl on the Bob, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. We're going to take a break here and we'll be right back. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure. Fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one visit CEREC porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
State government's a mess, and we're going to need real conservatives like Rick Keene to clean it up. Hi, this is Congressman Tom McClintock. I've watched Rick Keene for many years in the state assembly as he fought to hold back the reckless taxing, borrowing, regulating, and spending that have crushed California's economy. In the assembly, Rick was always the guy who'd stand up and speak out. That's why Republicans trusted him with leadership on the budget. He fought to tie the politicians' hands by authoring a measure to strictly cap state spending. He saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by fighting fraud and corruption. And he fought to secure the border and stop wasting billions on illegal immigration. That's leadership that earned Rick Keene a 100% perfect rating from the California Taxpayers Association.
As lead Republican negotiator, Rick fought to clean up the budget mess created by Gray Davis and paid down billions of dollars in state debt. Rick Keene for State Senate, Tom McClintock's choice to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Are you looking for a great way to entertain this Memorial Day weekend? Then head on over to BNT Satellite and enter to win a complete wireless sound system that you can use both indoors or out. It's simple. All you have to do is go to BNT Satellite, located at 20177 Charlane Drive, just off Airport Road, fill out the form, and you'll be entered to win this $450 value. If you have an iPhone, cassette, CD, iPod, or any type of electronic equipment that plays music, then this is the perfect system for you. Join Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio live on location May 28th when the winner will be announced. Just stop by BNT Satellite before May 28th and register to win. BNT Satellite, located at 20177 Charlane Drive, just off Airport Road. BNT Satellite, serving Northern California since 1985.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's KCNR 1460. We are down on the corner of Market and Sacramento for the That's called Cowboys Pancake Breakfast. It is going great. If you haven't had your pancakes yet, come on down. They're moving people through the line very quickly. Everybody's having a good time. They're getting just a plateful of pancake, sausage, orange juice, coffee.
We're on the corner right in front of the Vintage Restaurant, and our guest at this moment is none other than Senator Johnson, Mr. Handsome himself. Thank you so much. Everybody's so debonair in their cowboy hats. And, thank you for being here. And at the break, we were talking about there was a particular word that really represents today. Senator, what's the word?
Tradition.
Tradition.
Tradition. I have been here just about 50 years now, and I can tell you, every year I look forward to it. I have an opportunity to come down here and see people that I thought was dead and gone a long time ago and still kicking around. And this is wonderful to see all these people. And this, like I say, is a Redding tradition. And a great thanks to the Asphalt Cowboys. And most of them, I think, is still sober.
Well, it isn't
10 o'clock yet.
It's not 10 o'clock yet.
Exactly.
And I noticed that the cases of beer are piling up over there next to the pancake batter. What's that mean?
It means they're going to drink the remainder.
Hey, Senator, you've got a lot of things going on. Next week, we, of course, are having the groundbreaking ceremony for our veterans' home.
That is correct, and it's a beautiful facility that the people really need to take notice of. This is what I call one of the greatest investments, not only we have here in the North State, but I can tell you, from as far as future development and employees, this is an $88 million project we're putting together, and going to be hiring about 250 full-time government employees, and they ain't cheap.
They're not cheap, and they have money, and that tax base goes big.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about the, it's not a chapel, it's a Warriors Memorial Facility up at Igo Cemetery.
Yes, we're going to do
National
that
Cemetery, right.
Monday, this coming Monday morning at 10 o'clock. We're starting moving the dirt and get it done. Everything else, the land has been cleared, but now we're starting actually in the process of moving the dirt and getting it done.
Right.
And this one will be completed. I have a bet on that one with the contractor. the building will be completed by October. That is a fast track, but that is what private industry can do, folks. That's private industry, not government doing it.
There you go. You know, they've got a contract that they're going to do. You know, we can't tell you how much, you know, everybody has tried to, but how much everybody appreciates everything you do, Senator, for our community.
Well, thank you very much. You have to remember, when you do these things, you've got to give back. And, nobody can do everything, but everyone can do something. And as far as I'm concerned, as an immigrant to this country, we will never have the kind of country we have. Although, quite frankly, it's skewing it a little bit right now, but it'll come back to the...
It's leaning a little bit, but it comes back to us.
It will come back, and it's the greatest country in the world, and, you know, we owe it to the military. Without the military, we would have never been able to have what we have.
So
I thank him a lot.
Well, I tell you, the North State really supports the military, the veterans up here, and it's one of the reasons we're here, because it's such a great community. It's so much more than stealing glass.
You know, when I think of you, Senator Johanson, there's a word that comes to my mind, and that is vigor.
Well, I still got a few more miles left.
Yes, you do. And your passion. And your passion and your vigor is what has brought forth with private industry this incredible event and this beautiful gathering place where we can remember our veterans at the Igo Cemetery, the veterans, beautiful Northern California Igo Cemetery. Our hats are off to you. We always feel fortunate when we have a moment with you.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it is great to be in Redding, and Redding is actually the capital of the state of Jefferson. We are different up here, folks.
We are different. And, you know, what we have to do is make this state a real
thing. Can we make that happen?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
Senator, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're going to be a guest on our show next Wednesday. We're going to be talking before the groundbreaking.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for everybody coming.
You know, this is great. People are still streaming in. You know, this means so much to our community. And it's such an event. You know, people work on this thing. I mean, literally, for months. You know, when the Asphalt Cowboys finish serving that last pancake, what do they do?
Just do this.
They take everything down, and then they start.
Corky, we're on the air right now.
Oh, we are? Okay.
What do I do here? What am I?
Yeah,
well, you know,
Corky Harmer just rolled in. Yeah.
We have these
got off his horse.
Kind of hard to wear headphones on with the cowboy hat, so I have my headphones underneath my chin like I've got some kind of like jaw brace on or something.
Well, and our guest now is Corky Harmon, who's running for supervisor of District 5. But, you know, we're not really talking. Oh, well, we've got to take a break here, Corky.
Okay,
and
thanks.
As soon as we come back. And okay, that was your time, Corky.
Say hello, Corky.
Oh, hello, this is Corky. Good morning.
You know, when we come back, we'll talk about it. But, you know, what the Asphalt Cowboys and what something like this, what this breakfast means to the community.
Yes.
This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
There's a whole lot of smoking going on every Friday at Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. If your taste buds have been craving the irresistible flavor of premium meats barbecued to perfection and straight from Kent's Grill to your table, then Fridays are your day at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Choose from the best pork tender tri-tips in Northern California to chicken, spare ribs, beef ribs, or baby backs, and without all the hassle. Grill time every Friday is from 9 to 9, and for an additional $8, you can round out your meal with enough salad, bread, and barbecue beans to delight as many as 6 people. Just call to order, and your choice will be hot and fresh off the grill right when you need it. Or you can just stop by and choose whatever's to your liking. Whether party time or family time this Friday and any Friday, treat your taste buds to a barbecue tradition you'll never forget by calling 365-4322. That's 365-4322. Or just stop by Kent's Meats and Groceries 1 mile south of the Reading Airport. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and smoke it every Friday from 9 to 9. Also the home of Cappy's Deli for those great party tray salad side dishes and custom orders to top off any festive occasion. Kent's Meats and Groceries and Cappy's Deli. The success of any food-filled get-together starts here.
Last call.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season pass to Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event price when you purchase your annual early bird season pass right now for only $44.95.
A full summer of Waterworks Park fun in the sun, all for one low price.
But hurry, this early bird sale ends this Sunday, May 16th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order by phone.
Order online at waterworkspark.com.
Or slide by the park to order in person.
Hurry, early bird season pass sale ends this Sunday.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, federal tax, state tax, and property taxes. Ron Largent's proven management and leadership experience with private business, not government background, makes him the perfect candidate for Shasta County Assessor Recorder. Ron's conservative belief in limited government will propel him into a proactive commitment to the property owners of Shasta County.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, around here in the corner of Market in Sacramento with so many people. It's the pancake breakfast. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We've just been fortunate to have great weather, great people stopping by. I mean, we have just had a steady stream of our citizens, our representatives, our people that do things for our community.
And the weather rock is smiling today.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
You want to feel the sun on your back this morning, so come on down, and this is a great way. I'll tell you what, this is such a cross-cultural section of all the sections of the North State. I got to tell you, this is like an amazing outpouring of our community. It's great. And with us this morning, another special guest, is Corky Harmon, who is running for supervisor in District 5. Good morning, Corky.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
How you doing, Corky?
Good. How are you doing?
You know, I thought it was interesting you rode that horse in here.
Yeah. I forgot to bring my rake. But I was talking to some of them cowboys, asphalt cowboys on the coffee machine over there. They said this was the most, one of them guys had been doing this for 25 years. He said this is the most people he's ever seen here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we've been pushing this. Everybody's been pushing this. We want over 11,000. This is for our community. And so what do you think it means for our community, Corky?
I think it shows who we are right here. This is North State. This is Shasta County. This Shasta County is one of our biggest events of the year. You know, that line right through here, I come in here a little while ago, there was a line running across this intersection,
uh-huh.
and it kind of got engulfed with the crowd. You couldn't tell where the line was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but well, everybody's still, you know what, everybody, it's very peaceful.
It's well, everybody's having a good time.
Smiling.
There's no pushing. Everybody comes down here to have breakfast. Everybody does it. You know, it's part of our community. It's part of who we are. And, you know, what else can you say about that?
Can you see my horse from there? I can't see him.
I can see him, but you know what? I think he's over there, and in fact, he's being surrounded right now by police. Are trying to put a, they don't know where to put the ticket on him at.
So Corky, how is it going in the race?
Well, that's a really hard read. It feels good, you know, everything feels good, but you know, June 8th is gonna be the tattletale.
Yeah, it's getting up here quick.
What are we, 3 weeks from Tuesday?
You know, the thing about it is you know, with our community races, I always hope at the end of them that everybody can, you know, shake hands, take a step back, take a deep breath, and that, oh, hey, it's what's good for the community.
Just like playing a football game.
There you go.
When it's over,
it's over.
Get in line, shake hands, and get ready for the next game.
That's right. Hey, Corky, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate everything you do for our community. Yeah,
thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate what you guys do.
Right.
Well, thanks.
It's all fun.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Okay. You know, we're watching everybody come through. I mean, it is a constant
stream. Deal. Somebody takes the mic.
Hey, Corky's still on. Okay. We've got about 4 minutes left here before the break, and then we've got just a number of people. That we're watching here. What a great day this is. The sun's shining. People are moving through the lines really quick. We're having people, you know, stroll by.
We're talking about political stuff, Carl. We're talking about, you know, what's happening in the headlines. And for us right now in the North State, this is what is amplified. This is, like they said, one of the biggest community events of the year, and this is the first time we've been on location outside of Tobacco and Brew, and we're so pleased and so honored to have Brendan Bobolanchi helping us this morning, helping us count down and making it happen where all the wires are plugged in, and we've got Fred Chavez. And then this morning we have a very special guest.
What's your name?
Danny Kim.
Danny Kim. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
So, you know, people are going, gee, is he running for office? No, Danny is one of the best reasons to come out here. He's a citizen.
Yes.
Are you having a good time?
I sure am. Thank you so much.
That's great. Now, how many times have you been coming to this?
Well, I've been outside of here once, and so this is my first time actually inside of here.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's quite enjoyable. So
you're having a good time with this, then?
Yes.
So is it, I think it's kind of indicative of the community. What do you think?
Yes, I do enjoy the area up here, so.
Okay, now, did you say you live here now? Or
yes,
you, okay,
I do.
Okay, you live here, and then,
right.
You know, some people have been coming to this thing for 57 years.
57?
I can't imagine that, you know, 57 years, but this is how long it's been going on and in support of our community.
And I've been in the area here about 5 years.
Okay, so you say this is your first time?
Yes.
Are you glad you came?
Yes.
Think you'll come back then?
Right, I definitely will.
Okay. All right, you know.
Are you be here for the rodeo as well?
Which day is that?
That's tomorrow. The rodeo's tomorrow, and it's actually free to the public, and we have 200 entries. So it should be quite
That's the parade.
Yeah, I'm at the parade, the rodeo parade.
Right.
Excuse me. Rodeo parade tomorrow.
And then the rodeo tomorrow night. Well, hey, thanks a lot. I'm glad, you know, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we've got, we got 2 minutes to the break. What time is it right now? We've got a minute and a half to the break.
I want to remind you today at 12 o'clock, Tobacco and Brew. We have a really interesting panel happening this afternoon. You don't want to miss it because we're going to be having people who are on people who have a medicinal marijuana or a script.
Yeah.
We have people who are co-ops that are selling. We have the ACLU and I think another person on the panel.
We have sellers, growers, users, and the ACLU, who's there to protect them from terrible people that says that, well, you know, this is a federal law that says you can't smoke this. And in the state law that says you can. So, you know what? You know, this is a lawyer's fertile ground when you see things like that.
Well, on a happy note.
Yeah, we're having a great time
this
here.
This is great today. I think that, you know, I've been here for 3 or 4 years, and I think this by far is the best pancake breakfast I've ever seen. I don't know. Maybe it's my state of mind, Carl.
Well, no. You know what? This is great. I mean, the weather's exactly perfect. Everybody's moving through here. Everybody's having a great time. I mean, you can't ask for more than what we're seeing right now. The Asphalt Cowboys and Reading Rodeo Association.
And Lou and Kathleen White.
They came rolling through, too.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
You've never known Lou to pass up a chance.
Where's the saxophone? To get
multiple pancakes.
And Kathleen, woman of the year.
We've got to take a break for the news here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Over 4 million gallons of crude have poured into the Gulf, and it continues today in effort to siphon some of it.
This is a leak mitigation effort. It's not intended to completely capture all the oil that's leaking out of there, but it should substantially reduce it if it's successful.
Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen says they should know by tonight if it'll work. Meanwhile, the president is meeting with top advisors and will bring an update in this hour.
The Obama administration has announced new rules for future offshore drilling. The agency that oversees drilling will be split in two. The idea is to create less cozy distance between the government and the oil industry.
Fox's Julie Kurtz in Washington. Shuttle Discovery fueled up and ready for its final journey into space.
Our main concerns are going to be low cloud ceilings.
Still, NASA officials think the weather will cooperate for this afternoon's launch to the International Space Station. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Well, I've got big news this week from Taylor Motors on two fronts. First, as announced by Ed Whitaker, the CEO of General Motors, GM has paid back their government loan with interest 5 years ahead of schedule. Now, I know a lot of folks, frankly, including the Taylor family themselves, didn't agree with Uncle Sam loaning GM money. But now, GM is going strong, putting people back to work, designing and building the world's best cars and trucks. And if you have any question about that, I challenge you to take one for a drive at Taylor Motors. You'll be in awe of the style, performance, and quality of the new Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMC trucks. Now, my other big news, Senior Idol is back. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to sponsor the second annual Senior Idol. Seniors 55 and above performing at a show that'll amaze and entertain you. It's going to sell out, so get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office. Senior Idol is brought to you by the Vistas, Redding's premier assisted living community, and Taylor Motors, the most respected name in Northern California.
Hi, this is Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster is the only repair shop that offers a safer alternative to replacing your windshield. Larger than a quarter, long cracks beyond 6 inches, we're dedicated to saving the windshield. At Crackmaster, we offer you all the information necessary so you can make an informed decision regarding your windshield needs. Professional, guaranteed repairs. Crackmaster, 3208 South Market, 241-8373.
State government's a mess, and we're going to need real conservatives like Rick Keene to clean it up. Hi, this is Congressman Tom McClintock. I've watched Rick Keene for many years in the state assembly as he fought to hold back the reckless taxing, borrowing, regulating, and spending that have crushed California's economy. In the assembly, Rick was always the guy who'd stand up and speak out. That's why Republicans trusted him with leadership on the budget. He fought to tie the politicians' hands by authoring a measure to strictly cap state spending. He saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by fighting fraud and corruption. And he fought to secure the border and stop wasting billions on illegal immigration. That's leadership that earned Rick Keene a 100% perfect rating from the California Taxpayers Association.
As lead Republican negotiator, Rick fought to clean up the budget mess created by Gray Davis and paid down billions of dollars in state debt. Rick Keene for state Senate. Tom McClintock's choice to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Guess what? We're down here at the Pancake Breakfast. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio 1460 on your dial. We're having a ball. The place is packed. People are smiling. I can smell pancakes and sausage in the air. How
That's because I wiped the sausage and the pancakes all over my face.
It's on the microphone. Okay, anyway. I know. Weird. It's just a really it's a giddy, happy, fabulous day. And with us this morning is Larry Lee. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. It's great to be here. What a great day.
That's right. Okay, so...
Chief Administrator... Is that the Chief Administrative Officer for Officer for Shasta County?
Yeah, that is I.
Officer!
You know, Larry, one of the things I really like that... Every
it's
time,
that beer truck, when
you,
Officer.
When you've been on the show, you never back off a question. You go right at it. But, you know, today is a happy day.
Good.
So
I'm safe.
And we're going to stay... We're going to try and stay happy day today. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, this is great fun. I just took a picture. I've got six kids, and they're all over the country in different places. And I just took a picture of the event and sent it to all of them, and they've started responding. We miss those days in Reading. We miss the pancake breakfast. And, you know, look around. Only in Shasta County could this be pulled off. It's just a fun event where you have a great, great community here. It's great to be a part of.
Well, you know, it is. And, you know, and if you'd known you were going to be on here, you could have told them because we scream, and they could have been listening to it today.
Absolutely.
And
that's
so,
right.
Yeah, we film it, so we probably put parts of it up on YouTube also. So... We, you know, what this thing, we're being harassed by my last boss. Yeah. He's so harassing us over here. But, you know, when you see this many people, Patrick Jones said something. We're not just steel and glass here.
No, and you know, I made the comment. I was standing in line here, and I made the comment that, you know, other communities couldn't even pull this off. You know, it wouldn't come, you know, right? Everybody's friendly. Everybody's nice. Everybody's respectful. It's just it's a great community, and this shows to the world what people can be like and what great communities are like.
It is, you know, and people are happy. I mean, nobody's, you know, these big lines, and everybody's having a great time here, you know. So come on down. If you have not been down here to a pancake breakfast, it's been a couple of years. Now's the time to come. We want over 11,000 this time. And if you haven't seen, you know, sheriffs, district attorneys, city councilmen, mayors, all of them flipping pancakes.
The big wig.
It's a common place
for everybody to hang out and just enjoy what it is to be part of a community, whatever you do.
Absolutely. It's a great time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda, Carl.
And let's bring on Miss Reading Rodeo. I don't know. I don't know if you can get those headphones on over that big
No,
head.
No, don't take it off.
Oh,
just put it on the side.
Because that's her crown. Her crown.
Hey, we're going to leave that
oh,
on.
Oh, no, the crown stays on.
That's
the crown
all the
of
hair
the
she has.
It's part of the personal appearance, you know, being, holding.
Miss Hemingway, Miss Reading Rodeo.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys again?
Beautiful and pink, and tonight what's happening at the rodeo?
It is a Think Pink night, and I'm here supporting this morning, and I'll be wearing bright pink tonight as well.
And are you going to be riding in the parade tomorrow?
I will be in the parade tomorrow as well.
Are you going to be on a horse?
I will be on my horse.
Your paint?
My paint. He was amazing last night.
Okay. So, how are you liking this?
I am loving this. I'm loving it. It's so much fun. Everyone has so much support for me. And pancakes. I'm pretty sure I had 20 pancakes on my plate.
Now, are you flipping pancakes today?
I did flip pancakes already. They put me to work.
Have you ever done that before?
No, and they fired me.
Why? Is it because your pancakes were a little heavy?
I didn't have it in the wrist. It's all in the wrist when you flip the pancakes. Apparently, I wasn't very good at it.
Okay, this is a family show here, Miss Reading Rodeo.
Now, Miss Reading Rodeo, are you going to be, are you barrel racing at all? Are you showing us any of that
no,
stuff?
No, I'm not barrel racing today. I'm basically there for the crowd, and, you know, after the ropers rope their calves, I go ahead and push them on out and out the arena to help the Cowboys out. And then afterwards, I do some autograph signing for all the kids. Last night was a hit. I got rid of a lot of pictures and autographs, and there were so many kids that were like magnets.
I like to watch the mutton busting myself.
I help with that too as well.
That's great. Well, you know what? You know, you are such a good representative for the Reading Rodeo, and we just every time we see you, we just really enjoy having you on.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and we'll see you not tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow during
all
the parade.
Perfect.
Then tomorrow night we're going to the rodeo.
All right,
yeah, tomorrow
good.
Night, yeehaw.
Have a good rest of the day. Right,
okay, thank you too. Okay, you know, if you haven't come down here, there's still plenty of time. We're going to 10 o'clock.
Well, tomorrow night we are going to be in Rodeo Flats, aren't we? We're going to be having a great time. And, okay, now let's see. The next person up is...
Oh, we have Les Baugh who just
rolled
in. Hey, Les, good morning.
Good morning. Les Baugh's over there too busy talking to everybody.
Oh, well, right. you to have a good time.
I can't. Les Baugh talking?
No. I'm ignoring the bots, and you're not supposed to ignore the bots. What can I say?
Well, you can do it, but only at your peril.
At my peril, because you have the power of the airwaves behind you.
We have is
our
community.
Yeah.
You do.
And you know what? When I say that, I mean that in the sense that we love this community, and anything we can go to do to support it, and we want to our community to thrive. So, you know, what's this day mean to you, Les?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking a day that you can visit with people and have a big fat stack of pancakes at the same time. Because you've seen me. this boy likes to eat. So any day I can have food and fun.
There you go.
And a little fellowship at the same time and see a bunch of people. I'm having a great day in Shasta County, and that's what this day means to me.
Well, come on down and join us here at the Pancake Breakfast. We're here till 10 o'clock. We're, of course, streaming here live, or not actually streaming. We're live on the air till 9 o'clock and streaming as well. This is Carla Lindabot. We do have to take a break, but we'll be back right after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Thanks, Les.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Reading Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Benito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant, fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone they'll say. For an hour, for a day, it's pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the roar of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairgrounds, and you'll keep coming back.
this Saturday. Join us at the horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson for the 135th running of the Preakness Stakes, direct from Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore, as the Kentucky bred Bay Super Saver makes a bid to win the second leg of the prestigious Triple Crown. Watch and wager in comfort as the race is broadcast live. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. with horse racing action throughout the day. Food, beverages, and the chance to place a friendly wager or two await you this Saturday with a live broadcast of the Preakness at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right down here on Market in Sacramento on the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast. I mean, this is a huge success. Keep on coming. Come on down. We still got room. We're going to 10 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop in the off Athens Street. Man's last stronghold. You want a haircut? You go to Cypress Square Barbershop. DC Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter. They cut hair. They don't style it. They cut it. That's the Cypress Square Barbershop. Go there. I do. Hey, our guest.
This segment, yeah, our guest is Ron Largent, who is running for county or for accessory recorder. Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning. Isn't this wonderful to be here?
Yeah, don't you have a fundraiser at Anselmo Vineyards on what?
A week from Sunday, the 23rd.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you've got so many things happening. How is the campaign going?
Well, I'm very pleased with it. We're having a great time. I'm meeting a lot of wonderful people, and I'm finding out that people are very conservative. They're very concerned. They, of course, my theme is over-assessed is overtaxed, and I'm trying to get that message out. I've been very impressed with the people that I've been meeting on the street. A lot of people are really interested in what's going on in Shasta County, and they're interested in having someone come in that wants to make a change and get our taxes lower where they belong. But it's been a very invigorating campaign. I know a lot of people would say, well, how can you say that? But quite frankly, meeting the people and hearing their stories and having been part of them for all these years, it's been very exciting for me.
So what do you think Pancake Breakfast means to our community?
Well, this is a typical event for Reading. Look here, 10,000, 15,000 people. I don't know how many are going to
be hoping for 11,000 a day, and you know what? I think they're going to get it.
This is it. I mean, this is what it's all about in Northern California. We're very fortunate to be here. Our first breakfast we came to with all the kids, all four of them, was in 1972. And I talked to my daughter, and of course the grandkids are now here, my son and his kids are here, so it's now into the third generation. But this is a tradition that if you haven't been part of it, you've got to get on down here, and they're serving till 10. It's really fun. You meet people that you haven't seen maybe since last Pancake Breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I think the other thing is, this is a tremendous outpouring of volunteerism on the part of the Asphalt Cowboys. These guys are really remarkable people. Talk about giving back to the community. They're always on the scene.
That's the thing about the North State and our community. It is a giving community. And if they're not in the Asphalt Cowboys, they're in something, they're in another organization, and they all want to help the community. I mean, this is why we came here. This is why we stay here. This is why we will always stay in Reading in the North State.
Well, and of course, it's rodeo week.
It is, and I'll be there. I'm heading there before the weekend's over. But I also want to mention that tomorrow there's another big activity, not only the parade. The parade, of course, is huge, as you know, and there will be lots of entries. But then also for those that aren't into the parade, there is the Lions Century Bike Ride. It starts tomorrow morning at Anderson, the 100-mile ride. And they have already signed up almost 200 people, and they're going to have a big feast at the end of the ride. And it's really, again, it's a great cause. People are coming out from all over, actually coming from all over the area.
100-mile bike ride.
They go all the way up the mountain.
It makes my butt sore thinking about it. Hey, Ron Largent, you know, thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for you guys being here, and keep up the good work.
Well, you know what, it's if it's for the community, we try to be here.
You're part of it. You're a big part of it, and we appreciate both of you a great deal.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. Okay, thank you very much. You know, we've got, the people are still coming through. It's a great sunshiny day.
Go for it.
People that are, as they come through, we grab them and bring them on.
And here's somebody else that's it's about ready to sit down here in the hot seat, in our guest seat.
And here's somebody that is, he does a different type of fundraising, even though it does help our community. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Now, you know, we got involved with you through Ducks Unlimited.
Yes.
And you said this was a banner year for Ducks Unlimited as far as donations go, right?
Well, for our chapter, it's a banner year. We formed a new chapter here 4 years ago and slowly built this up, and this year we had like 200 and 75 people attend our dinner on April 22nd. This community is just absolutely awesome. The support that we got from all of the businesses that donated money and material and services to our dinner, we took in about $70,000, and we sent $40,000 of that to Ducks Unlimited.
Wow.
In Memphis.
I noticed in all those hundreds of auctions and raffles and all that, Dick, Linda and I didn't win anything.
We'll try
not
to
only did, not only did we run the Wheel of Fortune there, and Linda sang.
Yes.
And we didn't win anything.
Well, we'll work on that next year, Carl.
Do I have to put like a Ducks Unlimited hat on to win something?
Well, really?
You might have to buy a $500 package instead of a $100
package. Instead of a $100
package,
right, you know,
Carl?
We go there,
that would help.
You know, that free dinner cost us $150 that night. So
we won an attaboy. What's wrong with that?
We had a great time. And we appreciate everything Ducks Unlimited does. The hunters are the ones that preserve the wildlife.
Yeah. There's no question about that. Ducks Unlimited, just give a little plug for Ducks Unlimited. Started in 1937, and during the droughts, I hunted for 19 days up in Saskatchewan last year, all on Ducks Unlimited land that they bought and restored, and that's where the duck factory is. That's where all the ducks are. What's really interesting this year is they're working in the Klamath Basin, and they're coming up with the right kind of food to bulk up these ducks that are flying all the way from the Klamath Basin to Saskatchewan.
Hey, Dick, thank you so much for being here.
All right. Okay. Always a pleasure. And congratulations on such a successful Ducks Unlimited event in another year. Again, great outpouring from the community.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, our guest will be the District Attorney, Jerry Benito. This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote on June 8. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2010 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 26th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve Shasta County seniors, and the first 50 seniors receive a $10 gas card. Don't miss this spectacular event inside Macy's on Wednesday, May 26th. Visit over 40 booths from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Along with breakfast and lunch, enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for a Macy's shopping spree at 1 p.m. It's all happening Wednesday, May 26th from 8 to 1. Vendors include Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Senior Care Case Management, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, and Shasta County Veteran Services. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Scott Schumacher of State Farm, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, MD Imaging, Simpson College, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. Special thanks to Hometown Buffet, Manhattan Bagels, KCNR 1460 AM, and AM 1230 KLXR.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you reeling in the
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott.
Wow, it has flown by because there's thousands of people here. We've had so many wonderful guests that have sat down that, you know, friends of the community. And this morning, our very special guest is District Attorney Jerry Benito. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. How are you?
We're doing great. What's this day mean to you?
Oh, this is like fantastic. I mean, where else can you go and get a whole community to come out and eat breakfast together outside in the beautiful Reading weather? This is tremendous. And every year it seems to grow. And I enjoy turning those pancakes and having fun seeing the smiles on all those kids' faces.
How many do you think you flipped?
I don't even know if I can count. Hundreds of them. But I was perfecting the Mickey Mouse pancake again this year, and I think I finally got it. After years of turning pancakes, I got the Mickey Mouse.
You got the Mickey Mouse one. That's one with the face and the two big ears, right?
Yes. One of the little girls called it a bear, but I'm okay with that. Okay, any animal I'm fine with.
If it closes, okay. Well, you know what? I can't say enough about this community and how it comes out like this. And, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys, you know, the Reading Rodeo Association, and just everybody. It's great.
Yeah. And what you see when you look around are smiles. That's people that are happy just to be here. It's wonderful.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. And, you know, have a great day. You know, I mean, this is kind of a day you kind of kick back and relax.
All right. Well, no, there's always work to do. But you should get over there and get some pancakes, and I'll make a special Mickey Mouse one for you.
You know what? If anybody needs Mickey Mouse, it's us.
All right.
Thanks a lot,
Jerry. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Gosh, you know what? You know, there's still lots of time, my friends, to come on down here. Everybody's listening. They're going to 10 o'clock, and they still got a few thousand pancakes left, I'm sure.
I know. We're going to, you know, we just have a few minutes left, but, you know, as we have, we're just sitting.
We got a couple of minutes left, and our guest right now is Pete Stiglitz.
Hey, Pete, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Look at you.
You can see I got my priorities right.
You got your
pancakes first.
I got my breakfast before I come over to see you guys.
That's okay. We're going to eat it while you're talking. Hey.
Keep your blood sugar up. You're going to need it.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the day mean like when you see all these people?
Oh, this is wonderful. It's always a great event here in downtown Reading every year. And I guess the crowd's a lot bigger this year, huh?
They're talking about 11,000. I just know it's a constant stream of people.
Everybody is in such a great mood. And, boy, you see all your friends when you're walking around here. It's just a wonderful thing.
They do.
So I'd encourage everybody to come on out here and participate in this.
Well, I tell you what, you know, again, it's, you know, this is America. This is America that we love. This is America that you know, that just has a good time, relaxes. Lots more than steel and glass.
And that's true. And some people are saying that, this is the biggest year yet. I think this is the biggest year yet. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think so from the years I've been coming. And I'll tell you, I got the biggest helping of pancakes that I've ever gotten. I got two sausages and two pancakes.
Oh, wait a minute. How come you got two sausages? I only got one sausage.
Well, I did a double take on the plate, and she threw another one on
her.
Okay.
Give it
a try. It works.
Okay. I may have to do that.
It's the white cowboy hat, I'm telling you. It does it every time.
Okay, wait. Well, Colonel Pete Stiglitz running for Republican representative for Congress.
And, hallelujah.
Good luck with you.
Right.
Okay, thank you very
much. Thanks, guys.
You know what, honey? This has been a great day.
Well, I think we have one more guest.
Okay. Oh, wait a
minute. James. Come on. Sit down. James is James Boston. Good morning. You know what? You're closing the show today.
Well, and I want to make an announcement right now. I'm not running for any public office, so don't vote for me.
And you refuse to take office if elected.
Absolutely. I have no position on anything. So.
Well, we try to remain neutral, too.
So what do you think about today, James?
Well, this is just amazing. This is actually my first time out.
No.
And there is a lot of people out here.
Well, they say maybe 11,000 a day, and I believe it because it's sure coming by.
We have kids, we have dogs, we have neighbors that just went by and, you know, waved their hands, and you know, I mean, it's amazing.
But you
we'll
have
be here,
here
till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, the show will be off in just a couple minutes, but we'll be here till 10. Then of course we're going to go to a Tobacco and Brew where we're having a town hall meeting. We're talking marijuana. We're talking users, users, sellers. Growers and the ACLU, come on down. If you've got a question for any of those people, get down there, get down early. 2143 Hilltop Drive, join us down there, and guess what? You get lunch, too.
Well, I'm glad to see you two are not picking controversial topics this weekend. You are remaining neutral and going for the easy stuff.
You know, we're seeing at Marinello also, Schools of Beauty, they're doing a Gulf oil spill cleanup. And it's going to be haircuts only 2 o'clock or
$2.
May 13th through the 20th. But I bet you've got like styling gel in there too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, you may not see me,
yeah,
but her.
So awesome. Thank you for your efforts.
Hey, James, thanks so much for stopping by.
Keep up the good work.
Well, you know what? We love this community. Okay, you know, next week is going to be a big week. We've got senators or people that are running for United States Senator. We've got Senator Mauricio Johansson. We've got it all next week.
It's going to be a big, it's going to be a special week. And then what's happening on Friday and Saturday night?
It's going to be this Friday, or this Friday, tonight, or tomorrow.
We're going to be doing the groundbreaking for the Veterans Home.
Doing groundbreaking next week?
Oh, well, Jim Pope.
And Jim Pope, say goodbye to everybody, Jay.
Going off the air. Goodbye, everybody, and thanks for all the help out here this morning and through the rodeo week and everything. God bless.
That's Jim Pope, Sheriff Jim Pope, one of our favorites. Thanks so much, Jim. You know, you got to love it here, my friends. You just got to love it here. Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR. Okay, we're being told to stretch it a little bit, too, because nobody can count.
Well, actually, we have a 20-second delay, so we're going to... Anyway, but thank you so much. Gosh, it's Friday. So what's happening? We're going to be...
Parade tomorrow. Parade tomorrow. Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.